Well, last time I did an opening, it was on 1 John 1, verses 8 to 10. And that was the text I used. And it spoke of the admission and confession of our sins in our lives and how God in his faithfulness would justify, forgive, and purify us from all unrighteousness. Okay, well, now that we started with that, what now? Do we just stay the way we were? Because things that I've heard from other churches and even from talking to my kids and stuff, what other kids of that age think that we can just, that God is love and he accepts us as we are, but he loves us enough that he doesn't want us to stay that way, but people think that we can just keep on going and God will continue to look the other way. But I'll read Hebrews 10, verse 26 and 27. This is what God has to say about it. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sin is left, but only the fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. So, that doesn't sound too much like God wants us to keep down our old sinful path. Judging by this passage, God is really not impressed when we hang on to our old nature. So, what do we do about it? Well, the word that we don't hear too much about nowadays is repentance. So I looked it up just to make sure I had the meaning of it. I thought I was pretty sure I knew what the meaning was, but I wanted to get it right. And it means to feel sorrow over one's sin as to decide to change or to change one's actions. And that's what God is actually looking for from us. In 2 Peter 3, verse 9, it says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." And I'll also read 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10. "Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death." And I'll also read another one here, Acts 20, verse 21. "I have declared to you, both Jew and the Greeks, that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in Lord Jesus." Jesus also said this himself in Matthew 4:17 at the beginning of his public ministry, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is near." So the word repentance comes up a lot. It seems to be a common theme with what I went through. So what happens, you know, if we just keep going down our same old road? Well, we all know the story, the account of Lot and his family in Genesis being saved from Sodom before its destruction by fire from heaven. And we know what that city was all about and its ungodliness, and how Lot and his wife were the only ones that were being saved out of that city. The rest, the word meant nothing to them. And they were told when they did leave not to look back. But Lot's wife looked back and turned into a pillar of salt instantly. Now, why did this happen to her? Well, partly because of disobedience. She was told not to look back. Those were people in those cities that you had to feel remorse for and sorry for. But I think mostly she was turned into that pillar of salt because of her longing for the old nature and the old sinful self. which is, well, something that I know for myself, you like to keep the old nature sometimes in the back pocket a little bit, eh? And take it out for a rip once in a while. But God's really not, he's really not into that. So what are we supposed to do about this? Well, we're not supposed to do as Lot's wife did and look back at the old sinful self or grieve the things of God. I always told this to the kids, don't grieve the things of God when you're asked to, even things like coming to the church and just for cleanup day in fall. Don't grumble and moan about the things that God wants because they're for the church and for the body of Christ, or coming to choir practice, there's the same thing. There are 100 other things which we could do instead, but God calls us to do these kind of things to keep the church going and for each other. So what are we supposed to do about this? Well, God wants us to repent, turn to God, put on our new redeemed self, and with the full armor of God, we will arrive at our new home of righteousness with the Lord. To him be all glory and praise. Amen.